Deadlocked within the confines of almost certain death lies a treasure so mysterious that it's captured the imagination of travelers the world over.
How original.
Shut up, Damon!
All anyone knows is that though many have entered, none...
None have come out. Give me a break.
Families absent their fathers, firstborn, even the eldest among them who have fallen ill, seeking a miracle within this supposed incredible power that...
Bro, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, and why is Steven narrating?
I don't know what you mean. This is my normal speaking voice.
Alright, look. You guys said you'd keep an open mind here.
Ignore them.
She pleaded, placing her hand on his for but a moment.
Jesus, this is lame. Please don't do that all night.
She demanded.
Just listen, alright? I've had to suffer through all of your horrible misadventures. Ashley, with your romancing of dragons.
Hey, that storyline caused real tears.
That storyline is Shrek.
Ha! He got you there.
And you, all the bloody time travel, only to end up in present-day New York, tearing up the place like we're the fucking Avengers.
I thought it was inspired.
Stop watching movies. And do you think I'm unoriginal?
A long-lost treasure buried deep in a dark, scary forest. Ooh. That's only every story ever told by anyone.
And let me guess. You had no issue with Mia's story, huh?
As a matter of fact, no.
Classic.
God, I expected a little denial at least. But you're just outright admitting to—
To what?
Damon.
Everyone knows how you feel about her, bro. But the rest of us have to tiptoe around it, sparing the feelings of a guy who hasn't dated, what, anyone?
Hey, guys, why don't we just go back to...
Hey, what is this?
Hey, Mr. E.
D&D night, Dad. You know this.
And I told you the guys were coming over for poker night. Tonight.
As I recall, Dad, you were working on your rusted-out truck...
Hey, now.
And you said, and I quote, "Sure, whatever. Beer, please."
Right. Like I mean what I say when I'm shoulder deep in oil. Are you kidding me? Your mother had to learn the same lesson.
That's why Mom left.
Ouch.
Damn, Mia. That's cold.
Mr. Erickson furrowed his brow, causing beads of sweat to cascade across an already...
What the hell is he doing?
Narrating.
Look, you want to be a smartass? You can take all this nonsense to the garage, at home, and out of my butcher shop. Now, get.
You'd be doing us a favor. Except for the moving it to the basement part.
Huh. Unbelievable.
Where's the other one?
Who?
The skinny one. Redhead. Always on edge with a voice that makes me want to kill my...
Running late.
That's Erica. She could use some of what you guys put away at your, poker games.
What, a beer?
Damon mimicked rolling a joint, then taking a puff.
And while you're at it, get him one too.
I don't know what you're doing here.
Me? Mystery. I thought we were friends. I'm
captain of the football team. Huh? A free ride to Kent State. You should be cutting it up with the guys, getting into some trouble, you know, not sitting here with...
With who? His loser friends? Well... Apparently, one of us is a bit lower on the totem pole.
Mr. E, listen. I was the first to knock this type of thing back in grade school. Hell, even junior high. But then Tamika came along.
Oh, God. Here we go again with Tamika.
That's right. This honey had it going on. A perfect 10. Naturally, it wasn't long before I get invited over to her place. Parents out of town. There we were, in the living room. About to go at it. Then she says, "Let's go upstairs." Bet.
Oh, we've heard this story so many times.
So I hastily agree, but still keeping my cool, you know?
If keeping your cool is getting down to your underwear before her foot hit the first step.
Anyway, I make a left into her bedroom and she asks where I'm going.
He turned round, she wasn't there, as she instead pulled the steps down to the attic. They went upstairs. Damon laughed at her, but she batted her eyes, said she knew it was stupid, but was kind of a nerd witch. Women can say it and still be cute, but never men. And long story short, despite prior objections, the pair spent the night playing D&D, one of them wearing nothing but white boxers with little red hearts all over them.
So, you guys didn't have sex?
Oh, my Dad. God.
What can I say? I'm a gentleman. We ended up getting bored and went at it on the pullout couch.
My man.
That said, when Tamika ended things, Mia was there. I'd bug her for hours and she never minded, venting like some fucking loser, feeling sorry for myself. That's when she invited me over for D&D, and it's actually not half bad. What are the odds?
Are we done now, Imagine if I'd pulled this crap during any of your campaigns.
Take it easy, man. Jeez.
You do seem a little uptight, kid.
Yeah, what's your problem anyway?
My problem is that you're...
Hey-o!
There she is. Somebody grab the Xanax.
Hey, girl. You're just in time.
She's half an hour late. Probably at home organizing her socks or some shit.
Boy, aren't we testy today? Hot start.
Hey, Erica. Here, let me take your coat.
Watch.
For fuck's sake. Oh. That's cold.
Oh, sorry. I'll get some towels. Mr. Erickson, sir, do you have any...
Yeah. This kid today, I'll tell you what. Nobody in your neighborhood would have put up with this. You get your ass kicked if you too thought about dragons. Dungeon dragon. I got a dungeon for you. Whip your ass in the fuck, kid. Stop it.
Steven, the table's other virgin, finally managed to get a woman wet thanks to giving her a coke to the lap. Bro, I'm out of here.
Yeah, as fun as this has been, I'm late for being just about anywhere else.
Oh, don't go. I just got here. Brought my figurines.
Guys, come on. We'd promised Adam.
No, let them go. I want to thank everyone for your time. It's nice when a guy can enjoy a night surrounded by friends. Excuse me.
Babe, let's go see a movie or something.
With you?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. What did I tell you about being an asshole to my friends? Or just in general?
Oh, what? We're still coddling poor little Adam? I think that's why he is the way he is.
You're such a fucking tool.
Excuse me?
Gotta go. Have a great night, everyone.
Oh, no! Don't everybody leave just in time for my poker game. I just hate to see your plans ruined. Here, Ash, before you go. Some paper towels.
Oh, thanks.
Mia, you better explain yourself here or...
Oh, maybe? If you weren't so fucking dense... Just go. I already explained why I'm upset. You're not hearing me. What else is new?
Whatever, I'm out. You know what? Don't bother calling.
Did I say or do something wrong?
You could never.
No, Erica. This isn't about you. How could it be? You just got here.
Sorry. Oh, I hate all this tension.
Have fun, kiddies.
Bye, sweetheart. Be safe.
Yeah. Bye.
You leaving too, sweetie?
Gotta go find Adam, make sure he's all right. Probably went back to his apartment. I won't be long. You guys can hang here, if you want.
Why not? Erica can show me her figurines.
Absolutely not. This space is reserved for debauchery in the form of cigar smoke, chewing tobacco, Mr. Davis's disgusting IPAs, and fake stories about how we make our wives see God every night. So, if you'd all be so kind as to...
You care about my figurines?
Of course. They're awesome. The level of detail is amazing. You painted them yourself?
I did! Took forever! Also, I'm working on my next cosplay. It's so exciting.
Out!
Oh, sorry, Misery. Sir, we'll just...
Why don't I tell you over some food? Just be careful around the drinks. Please.
Oh, boy.
Adam unlocked the key to his sad apartment, wondering why he even tries. Another lonely Saturday night at home. He wandered over towards the bedroom, blowing a kiss to his wife, who was watching The Real Housewives of Boston, glass of wine in hand. Naturally, Adam needed to silence his phone, which was constantly going off, what with all of his fucking friends. Yes, I'm just kidding myself, huh? Just embarrassing.
Adam. Come on, I know you're in there. Can we talk?
I'm, a little busy.
Adam.
Oh, there's that tone. The pity disguised as concern. You can go back to your nightmare. I'm perfectly okay here.
Nice try. Look, I'm not leaving.
Do you know what it's like to be broken, Mia?
Adam, we're all a little bit...
It's like I wake up every day and have to fight so hard just to get on the same level as everyone else who's on autopilot.
You don't think I'm broken? I have insecurities. Doubts. I don't know. Maybe I just hide them away. You know?
You hide them a little too well.
Adam, you need to cut yourself some slack. Life hasn't been very good to you. Yet, here you are. I know things aren't exactly how you want them to be, but they'll never be if you give up. Those guys are jerks sometimes. People in general. Want to know my greatest fear? Being alone. I'm terrified. And I know what you're thinking. So is everybody. Are you still there?
Because of your parents.
My mom. She's... always been my rock. But Dad never paid enough attention to her. Things just haven't been the same since.
I know.
My point is, everyone has baggage they carry around. That's life, you know? But it doesn't mean we have to do it alone.
What your dad said earlier about her having to learn the same lesson.
Yeah. Well, that's how he deals with pain. By avoiding it. Or making stupid jokes. And who does that sound like?
Damon.
Imagine that. A girl chasing guys who are just like her father. I'm one in a million.
You are to me.
Thanks, Adam. Listen, why don't we go see a movie or something? Get out of our heads.
That sounds nice.
Okay. Good.
Here we sit, gathered once more. A lot has changed in a few weeks. Our adventurers are hungrier, more vengefuler, and ready to dive.
Look, man, just get on with it.
I am reading what's being prepared for me.
Keep going.
All the while, a suave and sexy narrator watched on. This is the story of a broken man who is embarking on an unforgettable journey. One which will see danger untold, romance, and a few laughs. But most of all, will help guide a lost soul to serenity. This is Adam's Fantastical... Are we sure that's not a working title? It's the real name? Okay then, this is Adam's Fantastical Journey. You don't think it's a little silly? Maybe a bit basic?
For real?
All right. Let's just start already.
Come one, come all! Watch Sin's latest incarnation fall. Take your places, behold the goal of a man who is to scorn his final call.
Adamius was hawk-eyed, strung up on a display as the people of Elden looked on. Guards carrying him through the town squares was custom for the kingdom's bottom dwellers. Onlookers jeered, threw fruit, rocks upon his unconscious body. This sounds a lot like the start to Skyrim, or that one scene from Game of Thrones. Did you think we wouldn't notice? As they continued on, Adamius began to stir, his first sight the disgusted scowl of thousands who craved blood. A dark-haired maiden, hidden amidst the shadows in a nearby alleyway, expressed concern before hurrying off.
What is this?
Now don't you start thrashing back there. We got miles to go. You ask me, the king's a right fool not allowing his guard to do this by carriage.
It's tradition. Besides, I get to do this.
The second guard drew his sword, whacking the back of Adam's head. He again fell limp. Meanwhile, the maiden hastily made her way across town, trying her best to stay undetected. As much as was possible, what with the turnout for yet another execution.
Time to get out of this rat hole of a city. But not before I get my man.
She soon began to scale the side of an inn, its bricks jutting out in spots, allowing her ascent. Upon reaching the crest, those looking out the window at the proceedings looked up at her in confusion. A distant bell then sounded from the square.
Damn!
These folks are getting antsy.
What else is there to do in this town? Be ribald, I say. The whores are run through, rum losing its flavor. Us carrying out the divine's will is all we have.
No, we also have our heads. These vultures will kill us and tear this man apart themselves.
Back and hurry up, would you? The clergy are playing your song.
A drunken man guffawed, splashing ale onto the guard's face and armor.
Wasn't I right?
About what?
The rum. They don't make it like they used to.
The maiden was atop another building, closing in on the march, taking cover behind chimney. As she took off her dress, revealing a white cotton blouse and harem pants, soon darting off once more.
That fool would know a good plan if it bit him in the ass. Take your drapes. I've got to hurry.
All the while, unrest continued to grow as the king, his royal guard, and the clergymen awaited Adamus's arrival, yet inside the royal quarters.
Whereabouts are the guards? We haven't long. Peculiar that the turnout is so ravenous, given
peculiar. You would utter such a word, given he is responsible for the highest of treasons.
It's just the claims against him are quite inconceivable.
You are a religious scholar, are you not?
Well, yes, I...
Then how is any of this baffling to you?
Our beloved Phoenix, slain at the hands of a Judas.
I believe she watches upon us all. But even I must question the idea that he laid eyes upon her in human form, let alone ruthlessly murdering her. Only the ancients
claim to... I ought to cut you where you stand. Is this what you preach?
I...
Better yet, let all of Eldin hear your blasphemy. The hypocrisy.
Keep your voice down. We mustn't...
Rhenea, my loyal hand. What are we if not mortal? And to be mortal is to question, is it not?
Well, I...
You know, there are those that believe I come from a line of phoenixes, that the royal bloodline must be otherworldly. Imagine. An all-knowing creator and protector against evil immeasurable. I like a man who can think for himself. Ugh. I'm beginning to wonder why we even do these anymore. It's barbaric.
Thank you, Your Majesty, and trust that I do have faith that our beloved Aurea is present in our lives. If you take just a moment to reflect, you can feel her in
this
your...
This man is going to be gutted. Slowly. Painfully. By me. What he's done, it's beyond heinous. Beyond our understanding of wrong.
To suggest our savior appeared before this man only to be slain is absurd. This town just wants to cast their misery elsewhere.
Whether or not I agree with the claims being made, they are of the highest order. And sadly, we must carry out this execution, lest we plunge into true chaos. The world is looking upon us here today, as overzealous as my hand can sometimes be. She knows what must be done.
A feather was found, clergyman. Its stem dipped in blood. The great ones have it locked away, and even having been cast into darkness, cut off from the very world created by her holiness, as was foretold, and studied by the likes of you, it floats eternal, never touching down.
Enough. That is private information.
So go back to the cave you and yours climbed out of, and let real men and women avenge the travesty that has occurred.
It floats. You've seen this?
Where are the men already?
You have such an artifact in your possession.
The high clergyman rushed towards the king, prompting his hand to grab a hold of him, his patience thin.
The people must know of this. It would be enough to end wars. King Sunder, please, at least allow me to...
What's happening?
Sir, it appears the crowd has overtaken the proceedings. They're tearing the unholy one and our men apart.
Stow the clergyman in solitude.
Pardon?
He was speaking to you, Hand. Escort him.
What? My rightful place is here, especially during a time such as this.
It was your hand that forced mine. Your penchant for being overzealous led privileged information to being revealed.
Aurea yet lives, and you and the royal brass intend to cover it up. You want, nay, crave chaos.
This is beyond your understanding. I haven't time for such petty squabbles. Take him, Rhenea. And you, gather the rest of the royal guard for immediate deployment. Inform Captain Scythe.
This is blasphemy! I won't stand for
it! I'm no more happy about this than you are, you blowhard. Hey, guard. Don't you think we should cuff him? This is your royal guard.
After the high clergyman is stowed, come find me down in the courtyard.
You're going down there?
What's the alternative? Sit and watch our country burn? The world as we know it? I'm preventing mass genocide from within.
You're a fucking heretic!
Does he have to make it down there in one piece?
See to it that he does. Gather the guard at once.
Chaos ensued as those who wanted to see Adamis suffer ran out of patience. He yet remains unconscious.
I need a distraction.
How are you going to distract an entire city rioting against...
Isn't it your job to narrate?
I'm sorry, this just seems...
No fourth wall breaks! This is supposed to be by the book! Now, narrate.
Fine.
Well?
You have to do something before I narrate it.
Back! Back, you evens! Fucking step back! Array above! Fuck this!
Damn it! No better time than now, I suppose.
She closed her eyes and laced her hands together as a low hum began to resonate. Soon, however, the royal guard burst out from the castle, breaking her concentration.
Huh?
Deploy! Offensive formations! Remember, we want minimal casualties!
Where's Adamius?
Cloaked in darkness, a mysterious figure dragged him down an alleyway, seemingly undetected. She took off after them.
Don't make this any harder than it has to be.
You are all demons!
Yes, I'm evil incarnate. Now stop dragging your damn feet.
Feel my presence.
Huh?
Let time run its course.
Huh?
Snap out of it. Why must little shitheads like you make my life so miserable? I should just kill you right here and now.
The hand yanked on the chain to piece together the clergy's cuffs, pulling him forward before throwing a punch. A blow rendering him unconscious, blood now beginning to spill onto the uneven cement that made up the long corridor.
Trust in me.